Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Under 30 minutes away from Texas Rangers pregame, it's an AL West duel as the Rangers, with the roof open at Globe Life, returning home to take on Ron Wash and the L.A. Angels. Hour number 5, the power hour of the G-Bag Nation. Zach Wolchuk alongside the Super Bowl winning scout Brian Broaddus, Eric Chiafalo, the great Lucius Alexander, and Carter Freeman holding it down, coordinating your video. Of course, Gavin Dawson hopefully coaching his team in the Dallas Cup to victory. He'll be back and rejoining us on Thursday. I want to remind you again, make sure you come on out tomorrow. We're going to be at Shell Shack. We'll be popping all that crawfish, baby.
$6 a pound crawfish. That's pretty darn good right there.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
We can eat some crawfish and talk some draft or talk whatever you want.
Come on by.
Ask Eric some questions about the Mavs. He'd appreciate that.
Right, ask Broaddus about the El Salvadorian prisoners.
Yes, please do.
Or is it Venezuelan?
That's scary. Those dudes are scary.
It could be either or. I don't know. Either
a lot of tats on those guys.
Doesn't sound good. But yeah, come on out. Off Henderson here in Dallas, the Shell Shack. And then Thursday, we got Draft 101 right here, 4131 North Central Expressway in the showroom. Free Whataburger for you. But let's go around the bases, get you set for this one. We got some positive feedback from Bruce Bochy on Wyatt Langford and Jack Leiter. He said both are doing well. Could each potentially return to the roster as early as this week? Jack Leiter, he's going to throw a live bullpen Thursday at Globe Life Field. And if all goes well, he's going to be cleared to start once he's eligible to come off the IL on Friday. Bochy said that it's still unclear whether Leiter's next start will be at the major league level or if he'll do a minor league rehab start. If he's deemed ready for the major leagues and doesn't need the rehab, he could theoretically start one of the Rangers' 3 games against the A's next week. So he threw a 35-pitch bullpen Sunday, had the glue on the finger to protect the blister, but that's good news all in all. And then for Wyatt, apparently he's pretty much fine when it comes to the oblique, is what Bruce Bochy said. He's just got 4 days left on the IL stint. He could return to play as early as this weekend against the Dodgers if his progression continues as it has. Wyatt said, I was feeling really good. It doesn't feel like it was that long ago, which it really wasn't, so I'm not really worried about missing a beat, really. So that's great news health-wise for your Texas Rangers.
Yeah, that's a guy you got to get back, and especially when you consider, like, if they're going to start sprinkling in some Marcus Semien off days like they did over the weekend, and is Jock Peterson leading off for you, I like the idea of that being Wyatt Langford.
I'm with you. And maybe that's something that at some point they're going to have to really, really consider, is why it was swinging the bat really
good. Yeah, and then when he's back at his spot in the outfield, then you have more of an opportunity to maybe mix in more Pilar as opposed to Leody. I think that would be a nice thing to have. So, yeah, getting Langford back is huge. And I'm just super excited to see Jack Leiter continue and see if he can keep putting some great outings together.
Yeah, because he was dealing. It is Jackie Robinson Day today. So all of Major League Baseball, the players and the coaching staff, are going to continue the tradition. They'll be wearing the Robinson number 42 during the game, each team using a Dodger blue 42 regardless of their normal colors. So the umps are also going to wear a 42 patch on the side of their hats. In addition, players are going to wear Nike Breaking Barriers t-shirts during batting practice and commemorative base jewels in lineup cards that are going to be used in each game. For fans, You're going to have Royal Blue socks and other Robinson-focused items that are going to be available for purchase at stadium retail locations. Cool. So if you're driving out to the Globe right now, you'll have the opportunity to get some of that stuff.
The Rangers have played 44 games with the roof open. What do you think their record is? 44 games,
Jeez.
Roof open.
I'll go 20-24.
Wow.
Yeah, like right around 500.
No, he nailed it.
20-24.
Wow.
Yeah.
Baseball guy of the day.
That's crazy.
Yeah. You're looking at him.
Yeah.
Two thumbs back at you.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Rangers are 20-24 with the roof open at Globe Life.
Where'd you see that one? Baseball Savant?
No, ChatGPT.
I think ChatGPT's wrong. It's 51 games they played with the roof open.
Is it really?
That's according to the game notes.
Is it really?
Yeah, it really is. 51.
Just ball sacking us right here?
51 games. I don't have the record, though.
They say as of April 15, 2025, the Rangers have played 44 games at Globe Life Field with the roof open, holding 20 wins, 24 losses in those games. That's coming from Fox 4 Dallas.
Fox 4 Dallas. Well, the game notes today went 51 games, the 51st game, I believe.
What a play by me.
But who really cares? That's Ooh. Good news, though. So, you know, hopefully we gave the numbers, talked about it with Jared when it comes to overall when the roof open, you've got a better chance to score some runs. Like the home run totals are up. The runs per game are up by 2. That's pretty big. You just got to hope it's not the Angels to benefit off of this. Let's go, Tyler Mahle. Keep kicking ass, man. We need you tonight, Tyler. We need you.
Yeah, in a big way. If he gives another 7 innings and he's given up the batting average like he is right now, which is just flawless, gosh dang it, that would be incredible.
He's been awesome. Did you see Paul Skenes last night, the Pirates?
I watched the first two innings.
Dude, he's been crushing, dude. He's
first two innings, he was awesome looking.
He's incredible. Yeah. So he had his worst start of his career prior. But then he bounces back, makes history. Now, you had Henry Davis, who was catching. So what's up?
Playing the Nats.
Yeah, then they won 3-0. He pitched a shutout.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's brilliant. But it was the first time in Major League history that you had a battery with the pitcher and the catcher, both former number one overall picks. That is pretty awesome. So Paul Skenes and Henry Davis, who were the top picks of the Pirates. Davis was selected number one in 2021, Paul Skenes in 2023. But yeah, Skenes has just been, I mean, he's can't miss. You've got to watch him anytime you get the opportunity. Yeah. And now we're going to have the basically all LSU series. You're going to have Skenes versus Dylan Cruz. The top two picks in 2023, they're going to square off for the first time.
Teammates.
Yeah. So former college teammates there. And then
College World Series champions, by the way,
they were. Yep. Monday night, they're going to play at PNC Park. And that's one
pretty
where
place, man.
It's gorgeous. So you've got those two. They're going to be facing off, Skenes and Cruz, and they've got that LSU connection. But I thought you would love that.
No, I do. Absolutely. LSU took a you know, the Southeastern Conference baseball stuff has been really, really good this year. Texas playing very well. You know, they've won some series. My man, my LSU's, they'd won, like, they've been on a roll. And then they went to Auburn and got swept.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so.
They have another guy this year that could be, like, the number one overall pick? Seems like they're just pumping out
they've
MLB
got
talent.
No, they've got Jay Johnstone's done a really nice job there. But the Southeastern Conference has got some baseball teams. And like I say, including the University of Texas. I've seen them play twice. And they beat up on LSU, and then they beat up on Georgia. Both, you know, both quality baseball teams.
More history is the Padres. So last night you get two Fernando Tatis home runs, and Tatis is also going to be in the World Baseball Classic. He's going to be making his Dominican national team debut. So we got Aaron Judge for Team USA. He was going to be the team captain. We announced that yesterday. Tatis Jr. going to be playing for the Dominican team. That's going to be awesome. So it does look like the studs, they're all going to be part of this thing. And it was an awesome event, and I can't wait for this to come back around. But so the two home runs, he's able to propel them to a victory, 3-1 over the Cubbies. They're now 11-0. They're undefeated at home. They're just the sixth team in Major League Baseball history to start the season 11-0 or better at home. So watch out for the Padres. I don't know if this would be sustainable for them. They're in an incredibly difficult division there in the NL West, but quite the start for San Diego as they've been brilliant. The 2023 Rays, you remember the awesome start they got out to?
Yes.
14-0 at home. That, I believe, is the longest streak. The Dodgers in 2009 went 13-0. So maybe the Padres have an opportunity to make history here. We'll have to keep an eye on that one.
I mean, I love that there's a team that might be able to go toe-to-toe with the Dodgers. I mean, we're all kind of rooting against them in some way.
Heavyweight fight there. Sad news for Chris Bryant. Rockies have placed him on the 10-day IL list. Degenerative disc disease.
Ooh. In his back?
In his back.
Yeah. That's kind of common.
That sounds awful.
It is.
Does that come with, like, age? It just gets worse?
Yeah, it just gets worse with age. You start feeling about maybe 13, 14, 15. Like, what's going on back there? Yeah. It's really common, though.
The cushioning in your spine begins to wear away. It sounds so painful. I don't know. At 33 years old, and he's been playing poorly.
Yeah, it's a tough thing to bounce back from.
This could be rough. This could be rough for Chris Bryant moving forward.
I don't think there's any fixing that, is it?
No.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either, man.
You just got to ride with it.
That degenerative word just is alarming.
That just scares the hell out of me. It's like, that's not getting better. And then finally, apparently power hitting first baseman, like the first base numbers this year, terrible.
Way down.
First baseman are just
not
hitting the ball well. And I guess it's Ezekiel Duran who's playing first base tonight.
I mean, Berger.
Rangers probably are at the bottom of that category. But if you play first base, you better hit for power. That's been a must, according to Jason Stark of The Athletic. It just hasn't been so this year. Pete Alonso of the Mets had the highest home run total among these basemen, 12th in the league. But right now, it's just been absolutely brutal. I mean, you don't have any first basemen that are hitting for power.
What happened to that? When I was growing up, the first baseman was like the guy. That was the that was
Pujols,
your power
Jim
dude.
Tomey, yeah. Mark McGwire, Rafael Palmeiro.
Always.
They're all top 15 hitters of all time. So Will it's Clark. Like, okay, you're going to get a power bat there at first. But right now, only two first basemen are slugging over 500 in 2024. It's been rough. I don't know what it is about the first base position right now. But maybe Ezekiel Duran can help it tonight.
Hey, if there's any guy that can step up and get those numbers up, it's Zeke.
Hopefully it's Zeke. We need you to pop those numbers up right now. MLB.com put out their new power rankings. Rangers did slide, okay?
Yeah, they deserve to slide.
They moved down. And I get it. I mean, they just got swept by the Seattle Mariners. Still in the top 10, though. They went from 5 to 9. And in regards to Jacob deGrom and his previous start, the quote here is, didn't do anything well. Didn't locate well. Mm-hmm. Walked four guys. Didn't hold runners with two strikes. Didn't locate well. Was all over the place. Put us in a bad spot. And the bullpen had to cover a lot of innings. So
I love that from DeGrom because he's
taking ownership.
He has the high expectations for himself, as we all do of him. Even a decent outing for just your run-of-the-mill pitcher. DeGrom's walking out of there feeling like, wow, I sucked.
Yep.
Hey, real quick, I did this on the Padres. Just curious.
Yeah.
Of their 11, they're 11-0 at home, right? Six of those games have been shutouts.
Yeah, they've been pitching their tails off.
That's unreal.
Holy jeez.
That is. Yeah, it's amazing. God. Well, they're wagging right now. All right, there's Around the Bases. We'll put a bow on this one. Get you set for pregame Rangers and Angels next year on 105.3 The Fan.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.